Welcome back. For more than a year, guests on this show like Josh Yoder have been warning about the explosion of health problems for our nation's pilots ever since the COVID shots were forced onto them. Well, last week, we got a powerful reminder of what this disaster looks like. On November 19th, Captain Patrick Ford was at the controls of an American Eagle Envoy flight from Chicago to Columbus, Ohio, when he, you guessed it, died suddenly.
In Tower Envoy 3556.
Can I help you?
We need to return. Captain is incapacitated.
Great. Envoy 3556, as instructed. Go ahead and give me that right turn heading 040.
Right turn 040, Envoy 3556.
I maintain 5,000 feet, and now I'm going to ship you to Chicago departure on 125.0. We're going to get your resequence right back in.
250356.
Envoy 3556, you're returning, is that correct?
Affirmative, as quick as possible. The captain is the guest. Is out.
Okay, and did you have any information I need to pass along to the tower in terms of paramedics, gate number, any of that?
No gate number, and he's knocked out. We're going to need paramedics working on everything right now.
Okay, thank you.
Runway 3556, O'Hare Tower, wind 290 at 13, gust 20. Runway 28 center, clear to land, and just advise if you need any assistance.
Clear land, 28 center, we'll exit. I'm going to stop, and I'm going to have to move the captain from the seat and get to the gate.
Roger.
Imagine your kids being on that flight. Our condolences to Captain Ford's family. He was at the peak of his physical condition. He was a healthy pilot. His cause of death so far hasn't been publicly announced. American Airlines has been silent. We could take a guess. Josh Yoder is with U.S. Freedom Flyers. He's been helping to spearhead legal battles against vaccine mandates for pilots and for all Americans nationwide. And he joins us now. Josh, thank you so much for coming. We appreciate you being here.
Stu, thanks for having me on. And thank you for drawing attention to such an important issue. We know that first radio call was made about 90 seconds from that aircraft being cleared for takeoff. You know, it's not uncommon for an aircraft, once cleared for takeoff, to be on the runway for about 45 seconds. So at that 90-second mark, we can assume that they were probably somewhere between, 2 and 4,000 feet. We certainly know they were below 5,000 feet because they were cleared to climb and maintain 5,000 feet. So this didn't happen, at cruise. This happened in busy airspace at Chicago O'Hare. A place where you certainly don't want an additional overload, like the pilot you're flying with becoming incapacitated. The Czech airman, actually, who was sitting in the right seat in the first officer position, he did a phenomenal job, did an incredible job bringing that aircraft back around. What he did there was absolutely textbook. That's exactly what we're trained to do. And fortunately, he was a very experienced Czech airman who, Captain Ford was actually in training to become a captain for American Eagle. And so we believe that was very fortunate. That wasn't a brand new first officer. The outcome could have been very different. It may not have been handled as smoothly as that Czech airman was able to handle the situation. And, Stu, this isn't the only case of this happening. I just found out this morning there was a JetBlue pilot who had a massive pulmonary embolism, a young, healthy female. I believe that was on the 16th of November, and she was taken off of life support on the 21st of November. That did not happen in flight, which was very fortunate. And then also this morning, I found out about a helicopter pilot 30 minutes after shutting down his aircraft, flying single pilot. He gets out of the aircraft and he collapsed in seizures. And it has been confirmed that he was, in fact, vaccinated and boosted. So this is something that we're going to continue to see if the airlines and these aviation companies don't take proactive action to really address this head on. I think that a disaster is almost a guarantee, as the FAA whistleblower, very senior FAA agent, has said. Bruce has said that it's not a matter of if, but when. And he's not the only one at the FAA saying this. There are other very senior folks there who are concerned about what's happening. And unfortunately, no one is listening.
Yeah. And I'm old enough to remember, you have a catastrophe like this or a near miss, a pilot dying in the air. This would be all over the media. Why the silence?
You're hearing silence because the large media companies, they're essentially funded by Big Pharma. You can't turn on Fox News or CNN without seeing ads for Pfizer and other vaccine companies. And so I think that it's important for the American people here to become engaged. If you want to stop this, we need your help at U.S. Freedom Flyers. Please go to usfreedomflyers.org and donate and get behind us. We believe the only way to stop this is to bring litigation against the FAA and against these airlines and force them to actually put pilots through the rigorous cardiac testing. If we don't do this, you're going to continue to see incidents just like what happened on the 19th in Chicago.
You've been helping pilots also to help stay healthy, right?
Stu, that's what I do every day. I get so many phone calls from people who are having issues. They're having blood disorders and myocarditis and chest pain. And one of the things, there's a company that stepped forward. It's called Cardio Miracle. many of our pilots have been taking this product. I think you have a promo code on your show for it. And this is really important. We're seeing incredible improvements in these people with blood disorders and cardiac inflammation, among other things. And so that's our goal, is to roll this out for all pilots. I mean, the airlines, in fact, they should be paying for this. They should be insisting the pilots are taking CardioMiracle daily. And there's another company called HeartCare Corp that has a very innovative cardiac test, a mobile unit that could actually be, it could be set up anywhere. And we're looking to partner with these companies and actually roll out a comprehensive treatment plan for these pilots who are seeking help.
Yeah. Go over to US Freedom Flyers and support this group. I mean, this is your work is, it's brave, number one. Unfortunately, we're living in times where, you know, you could be taken out for talking like this. And we appreciate your courage and your bravery. And also, no promo code, but we do like to help these people out if you find that it's actually helping. So go for this CardioMiracle. If you want to stay healthy, highpowerheart.com. Again, highpowerheart.com. Josh Yoder, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Stu.
Of course. Sharp guy right there, that Josh Yoder. If you want to stay at the top of your mental A game, try the Nootropics brain supplements that I take. I love Focused Savagery. I get mine from Nootopia. Go to Nootopia.com/Stu. Again, Nootopia.com/Stu. A custom package of brain supplements. The on switch, the light switch for your brain. It gets you fired up, going on all cylinders. No cup of coffee, no snooze button, no shot of caffeine is going to be required for you anymore. No, you're going to be at the top of your A game. They won't be able to pull a wool over your eyes and dupe you anymore. Extra energy for the gym. Creativity, focus, control, drive, all of these things. Go to Nootopia.com/Stu. Again, Nootopia.com/Stu.
Are you getting sick all the time? The bioweapon boosted are breaking our immune systems. Chemtrails fill the skies. Don't fear the shedpocalypse. Destroy impurities. Protect your children with the future of air purification. TrustFilterSuck.com.
Watch how quickly our machine pulls out dust, shedding, quantum dots, mold, bacteria, viruses, anything that grandma might have brought over from Boosterville, California, we drop it down to the ground as a biologically inert substance.
Sleep easy with 24/7 protection. Get a unit for your home or the portable device to shield your kids at school. Use promo code STU for huge discounts. FilterSuck.com, your antidote against poison in the air.